Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A flyer's nightmare.
It actually canceled while we were in line to check in.
No let up in the COVID case surge.
There's going to be a point where we don't have room to take care of everyone.
A dangerous western storm.
Anything that's clear and wet is going to form black ice.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. FlightAware.com reports about 750 cancellations of flights to, from, or within the U.S. for today. This comes after more than 2,000 cancellations over the weekend. More from CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti at Los Angeles International.
I think I felt pretty deflated, sort of dispirited.
Spending Christmas Eve alone in an airport hotel wasn't what Rohit Tawani had in mind for the holidays this year.
Midway through my first flight, got a notification that my connecting flight was canceled and that there were no other flights for the day. And the next earliest flight was going to be the following afternoon, which would mean that I was going to miss being at home for Christmas and miss Christmas Eve with my family.
Tawani was told his flight was canceled because of COVID-related airline crew shortages.
You know, it's frustrating that the pandemic still keeps affecting our lives in so many different ways, even 2 years out.
Tawani wasn't alone. More than 2,000 flights were canceled on Saturday and Sunday, in part due to COVID. United Airlines said the nationwide spike in Omicron cases this week has had a direct impact on our flight crews and the people who run our operation.
Omicron is the Grinch that stole Christmas from airline passengers.
Henry Hardeveldt is a travel industry analyst.
Airlines can't operate flights without the required number of pilots and flight attendants. Safety comes first.
And now, several airlines are calling on the CDC to update its COVID guidance for the fully vaccinated and reduce the quarantine isolation period from 10 days to 5 for those who have breakthrough cases.
The song could have gone, "All I Want for Christmas is a COVID Test." CDC says the average daily number of cases is now about 176,000, the highest it's been in a year. CBS's Nancy Chen is in New York.
The most popular item this holiday season, a COVID-19 test. From New York to Los Angeles, Americans spent the weekend waiting in lines, with many unable to get tested.
As cases spike in several states, major colleges and universities like Columbia, Yale, and UCLA are planning a virtual start to the next semester, while others like the University of Maryland and Northeastern will resume in-person classes in January, but recommend or mandate booster shots. The virus is also upending college football. The University of Miami withdrew from Friday's Sun Bowl due to an outbreak on the team, while two bowls scheduled for this week were canceled because of team withdrawals.
Brown University infectious disease specialist Dr. Ashish Jha says we should be doing much better than we are.
This is not where we should be 2 years into the pandemic. I really think we have not done enough to set up a testing infrastructure our country needs, and I'm disappointed by that. We also just have to have these tests get cheaper over time.
Winter weather has shut down some major highways in the West. Those high winds meant whiteouts from Northern California to Nevada and into the Pacific Northwest. Hannah Schaefer is with the Portland, Oregon Transportation Department.
We are very concerned about the temperatures dropping and staying below freezing. What that means is that anything that's slushy out there is going to turn to ice.
Retailers are seeing green. Lots of it.
American consumers spent 8.5% more this holiday season than they did last year, nearly 11% more than in 2019, the year before the pandemic set off a depth charge in the global economy. Online sales have risen more than 60% since then, but sales in stores rose 8% compared with last year when so many stores were shuttered. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It may be a sign of progress in the U.S.-Russia dispute over Ukraine. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
About 10,000 Russian forces, many of which were deployed near the border with Ukraine, have been returned to their home bases. Now, this could help de-escalate tensions in the region. However, it's only a fraction of the estimated 70,000 to about 100,000 troops Russia has in the area. Margaret Brennan asked the vice president if war in Europe was imminent.
We are having direct conversations with Russia. We are very clear that Russia should not invade the sovereignty of Ukraine, that we must stand up, and we are standing up, for its territorial integrity.
The vice president also echoed what President Biden has said, and that's Moscow would face unprecedented sanctions should Vladimir Putin choose to invade his neighbor.
You may remember the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the weeks before last year's election. Now defense attorneys are asking the case against five people be dismissed because of what they call egregious overreach by investigators. They claim, in essence, that the FBI just made the whole thing up. A sixth man has already pled guilty. In Cape Town, South Africa, the church bells at St. George's Anglican Cathedral ring in tribute to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who died yesterday at age 90. CBS's Deborah Pata.
As South Africa's first black archbishop, he unhesitatingly used his office to bravely challenge the brutal racism of the country's apartheid rulers.
The primary violence, and white people don't want to hear this, the primary terrorism in this country comes from the government. And until that system goes, there is no hope at all of any stability in this land.
Those church bells will ring every day this week at noon local time for 10 minutes. In the Motown era, there were Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and the Marvelettes, who had a rotating list of lead singers. Those singers included Wanda Young, who sang lead for this and several other Marvelettes songs written by Smokey Robinson. Her daughter tells the New York Times that Young has died at age 78 from COPD. At the movies, it's a new pandemic record.
I'll fix this, but I'm going to need some help.
Spider-Man No Way Home has become the first pandemic-era movie to hit the $1 billion mark at the box office. It took in more than $467 million in the U.S. alone over the weekend.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
As is our custom during this week, we look back at the year's events, and this morning we remember some legendary broadcasters who died during 2021.
Larry King was known for his interviews.
That had to be the worst moment of your life, right?
He left us in 2021, as did unabashed ideologue Rush Limbaugh.
It's time for people to sober up.
Journalist Roger Mudd watched history unfold.
Right now you can see the vanguard of the marchers coming.
Economics correspondent Ray Brady explained dollars and cents.
It's too early to tell if Americans are really ready to start spending money again.
Willard Scott delivered the weather and laughs on NBC's Today Show.
I get this right. Worcester, is it, Mo? Worcester, Massachusetts.
Familiar faces we got to know. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, December 27th, 2021. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.